not too much. I think last year he came in and, you know, he kind of blew everyone's expectations away. You know, he was confident last year, he's confident this year. You know, he's always made quick decisions, got the ball out. You know, I think he's probably taking on the leadership role a little more. You know, he only had those two or three games where he started. And, you know, coming in from being a backup, it's kind of an iffy situation. And trying to, like, take a team over as a quarterback. But, you know, I think he's done a really good job of kind of being the guy for us this year. You know, it was great playing next to him. You know, I think we played well together. You know, but as you saw in the Pittsburgh game, I mean, he had a great game at center. You know, you can't really face a tougher scheme with a guy head up on you every play. You know, so he did a great job of stepping in there. I think it'll obviously benefit him to get, you know, a full week's worth of practice in there. You know, get used to making all the calls and handling with Brian and kind of getting everyone set up. But, you know, playing next to Paul was great, too. You know, he's just a nine-year guy, so he kind of understands, you know, where everything's going. You know, it was a fluid situation. It wasn't too much turmoil. You know, if we could do it mid-game, I like to think with a week of preparation, you know, there we won't take a step back. You know, like I said, Paul's been a guy who's been around. I mean, played for the Champions last year, so obviously he has experience playing in the system at a high level. You know, so we're not worried about him at all. I don't know about that. I'm sure we'll see when probably the Saturday night meeting. You know, what the recommendation is for Sunday. You know, I know it's something we've mentioned this week. You know, we gotta find a way on Sunday to kind of come out of the gate. Like, we played in the second halves. I mean, I think we were being outscored. Was it like 70-13 or something? 70-10. You know, it's not one phase or the other. It's really everyone. So there's not one specific thing to pin it on. You know, I think it's probably one of those things that coaches get frustrated about, and you try to figure out how to get it done. And I don't know if there's ever a concrete solution. Because, I mean, our routine's the same. Pretty much everything's the same. I think it's just something that it's only been a few quarters worth of play, so you kind of just got to chalk it up to that. Yeah, I mean, as an offensive lineman, you love that. You know, being able to run the ball, I mean, we obviously prefer to pass blocking, and, you know, it helps the offense, it helps everyone out. I mean, it opens up stuff down the field. You know, it makes everyone's job a little bit easier when you can get, you know, kind of the, you see them as those cheap play action passes and a guy's wide open down the middle for 15 yards. You know, that kind of stuff, you have to be able to run the ball to set that up. You know, if we're not able to do that, then it kind of makes you one-dimensional. So I think, you know, like you said, still calling runs when you're down a couple scores. Otherwise, you just get too one-dimensional and teams can kind of key in on what you're doing. Not as much. You know, he's kind of set the expectation from the beginning that, you know, he's not afraid to do that. You know, kind of the goal of every play is to score a touchdown. You know, we're not trying to get 3 yards here and 4 yards there. We're trying to score every play. You know, that's kind of the mindset that he's brought to us. So, you know, if he thinks a play is going to be good enough for a touchdown, you know, he'll call it regardless of down and distance or situation.